Feeling bogged down by your daily grind? Not living up to your greatest potential? Then it's time to turn up the heat and get real with what truly matters, be it family, career, wellness, spirituality, or anything else that fuels your inner flame. Join Fire It Up with CJ as this respected life coach talks to a wide range of experts and everyday people for their inspiring and unconventional ideas to help you make the most from your life. Equal parts heart warmer, cheerleader, and butt kicker, CJ Liu draws on her extensive experience in business and life coaching, along with her intuition and playful humor, to address meaningful topics with truth and irreverence. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. Now, here's your host, CJ.
Hi, I'm CJ Liu, and you're listening to Fire It Up with CJ on the Transformation Talk Radio Network. Today on Fire It Up with CJ, we have Bragini Michaels, our international recognized speaker in behavioral change, again, talking about today the topic is jealousy and envy. Welcome, Bragini.
Thank you, CJ. It's nice to be here yet again.
Yeah. We've been so, for those of you who aren't familiar, Bragini has now done, we've talked about anger and guilt and shame, and now we're talking about jealousy and envy.
Mm-hmm.
So all your favorite topics of as Bragini aptly put it, of self-hatred. All the ways we hate ourselves.
Or stated positively, the obstacles to finding self-love.
Oh, okay, that's another way to put it. Okay, so let's start off with defining what is envy and jealousy. Are they different? How are they different? What are they?
Well, they are different in the sense that with envy, you are looking outside of yourself and wanting things that other people have, but it's okay with you that they have them. You just want them for yourself. So you're envious.
Okay.
You see somebody with a car, a great body, or a handsome husband or wife, and you say, ooh, I want that.
Mm-hmm.
But there's no desire for them not to have it. Jealousy, on the other hand, is where you really don't want the other person to have either what you have, mm-hmm. or you don't want them to have what you want.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so if they have success, you want their success and you want them not to have it. So there's a distinction between jealousy and envy. Jealousy usually has a third person involved. It's usually around people more than anything. And envy can be anything. You just anything that you want at all. But there's no desire that the other person lose what they have in order for you to gain it.
Right.
Okay. So if I want success, I don't need you to be a failure in order for me to be happy as
right.
long as I get. But if I'm jealous and I have success and you have it too, I don't want you to have it.
Right. Okay. So one has this kind of, I'm going to take you down as my personality to take. I'm going to take you down. you have what I want and I'm going to have to take you down.
And get back what I want.
Yes.
I want that. You can't have it.
Yes. This is the
that's the jealousy.
This is the two kids in a playground fighting over a truck.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Same thing. Okay. So what happens when we are jealous? What are things that we typically do? What are strategies that people do when they're feeling jealousy or envy? What are behaviors that you would see?
Well, it depends on how outrageously jealous you are. I can remember back in my history where I did all the things you read about in novels and see in movies. Crazy
women. Oh, you're a juicy one. You're a crazy woman.
Crazy woman, jealous of the man in her life, didn't want him speaking to another woman, much less having a cup of coffee or tea. Now, some number of years later, I'm much better now, but it resulted in a great deal of, shall we say, dramatic encounters.
Oh, wait, let's go back. Don't even fast forward past that. Let's hear one of your juicy tirades.
Oh, using my key and to get into his house, going in when I knew he was there with another woman to see what I could catch him in the act, right? And then say, aha, see? And then I could blame him for all the things that he did wrong. So, and to let her know specifically that she could not have what was mine, which was him.
Oh,
that's jealousy in a very
well,
not
did you catch
pleasant
him in
way.
The act?
Well, if you consider an act being sitting there talking with someone over a cup of tea, yeah.
I caught you taking a sip with that other woman.
Of course, jealousy in this kind of context, of course, is obviously a result of someone's own insecurity about something.
Right.
Now, that once you grow a little bit and you understand that, then it's much easier to let your partners or your friends have other friends in their
right.
lives, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So it's making the other person wrong, judging them, whatever their behavior is kind of wrong. That seems to be one kind mm-hmm. of common mm-hmm. strategy.
Right.
What's the other one? The one in, we talked about this before about justification, like, oh, it's fine. It's mm-hmm. good. It's fine that I'm not XYZ, beautiful, young, whatever, because that would just make me, or the classic one is, it's fine that I'm not beautiful because then I probably couldn't be beautiful and smart, or, right?
This relates a little bit more to envy than it does to jealousy mm-hmm. because envy is more, I just am so sad that I don't have what you have, your success, your beauty, your gorgeous physicality, mm-hmm. your car, your house, your 2.5 children.
You get the 0.5.
I want those things, but deeply, it's fine with me that you have them. That's right. The difference with envy. But the reason, now the justification why I can't have those or why I don't go for them is because I don't deserve them, or I could never be beautiful enough or rich enough or successful enough to reach that level. So in envy, there's a more obvious quality of my lack is more up in the front. Whereas with jealousy, it's more about how dare you do that to me? That's mine. It's more of a fighting stance.
Yeah,
jealousy.
One feels like more powerful, not powerful, but kind
it's
of
more
like aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one is kind of more passively powerless. Kind of
yes,
feeling.
Although never underestimate the power of someone who's envious being passively aggressive.
Yeah, attempting aggressively, passively aggressive.
Yes, but then it actually does switch a little bit into envy can flow into jealousy. They kind of travel together an awful lot of the time.
Yeah.
Jealousy and envy.
Yeah. So why should we even care about jealousy and envy? Why is there a problem with this?
Well, underneath jealousy and envy, of course, is a sense of scarcity, believe it or not. There's a mm-hmm. sense of greed. Mm-hmm. There is not enough. And if you could tune into your own body, if you could think of something right now that you have jealousy about or envy about, you can feel a certain grabbing quality, a contraction and a leaning forward to get it quality mm-hmm. in your actual physical being.
Mm-hmm.
And that sort of tells you, kind of gives you a hint that what's going on the inside is you're not living in an abundant universe at that moment,
right.
All right? There's not enough for everybody, and it's not okay that other people have things you want.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, what's wrong with having that mindset?
Which one?
The scarcity? One where it's like that's scarce. I mean, a lot of people do have the mentality that
there's nothing wrong
scarce.
With it except it creates a great deal of suffering.
Hmm.
That's the only thing. If you want to believe that scarce universe, that's fine, and it generates certain behaviors.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right.
What I see in my office is people who are unhappy with the outcome of living in a scarce, in a universe of scarcity.
Right. So they suffer because it just feels so scary, or why is it that they suffer?
It's not so much scary as it is in this context we're talking about. It's more about greed. There's not enough to fill the hole on the inside that
right.
I feel in a universe of scarcity. Because why would we care whether the universe was abundant or scarce if we felt full and complete on the inside?
Okay.
So we are assuming that if you look deep enough, you're going to find some hole, some emptiness on the
right.
inside, that we as a culture look to the outside to fill up. We look for acquisition to fill up the hole on the inside in our culture, in most Western cultures.
Yeah.
That's sort of the general unspoken, if not very clearly spoken, strategy.
Yeah.
Get, receive, make a lot of money, have a lot of good things, get status, get beauty, go to the gym, have firm muscles,
right.
drive a good car, have a 401k, you know, get it all together, and then you won't feel that hole on the inside. But instead, we say, then you'll be happy.
Yeah, greedy bastards.
There you go. That was a perfect example of jealousy and envy. Those greedy bastards, they have it all, and I don't have it. That was very good, CJ.
It just emanated out of me, just grew and leaped at you. Okay, so what we were doing is quickly defining what jealousy and envy is. And so let me see if I can do a recap. Jealousy is when someone has something that you want and you want to take it away from them, right? Envy is, you know, you can have that quality, but I would like to have that quality too. So there isn't this kind of like, give me that and you must suffer. But
right.
It sounds like the things that they have in common are that there is this gap, this feeling of less than, not the world. The fundamental thing that they have in common is a feeling of scarcity, a lack of abundance, and a gap that they're trying to fill in with themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of That's the similarity. And the behaviors that you may find yourself doing is either justification and going into a passive stance in the case of envy, where you say, you know what, I don't have that, and here's a list of reasons why, or here's the reasons why I don't deserve that, or here's the reasons why I shouldn't even bother getting it. That's correct. The envy position. And then the jealousy is going and accusing someone of being wrong and wanting to take it away. Okay. Did I get it right?
You got it right, far as I can tell.
All right. So that's jealousy and envy. Ragini Michael's an international recognized expert and a marketplace mystic. I'm Fired Up with CJ on Transformation Talk Radio Network. Up next, how can you increase your awareness that you're being envious and jealous? If you want to know more about Ragini or listen to shows like this, check it out at www.firedupwithcj.com or fact to
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com, transforming the world one listener at a time.
Bambusa bamboo products saves trees and reduces waste by providing a new material for bathroom tissue and baby wipes. Bambusa bamboo products offers the only tree-free 100% bamboo bathroom tissue and award-winning baby wipes made from ultra-soft bamboo-derived fibers. Using material from renewable bamboo is the ideal alternative for toilet paper and wet wipes. Call 866-996-2867 or visit bambusa.com.
Feeling bogged down by your daily grind? Not living up to your greatest potential? Then it's time to turn up the heat and get real with what truly matters, be it family, career, wellness, spirituality, or anything else that fuels your inner flame. Join Fire It Up with CJ as this respected life coach talks to a wide range of experts and everyday people for their inspiring and unconventional ideas to help you make the most from your life. Equal parts heart warmer, cheerleader, and butt kicker, CJ Liu draws on her extensive experience in business and life coaching, along with her intuition and playful humor, to address meaningful topics with truth and irreverence. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. For dates and showtimes, visit www.fireitupwithcj.com or www.transformationtalkradio.com.
Lower back pain can be a real pain in the, well, you know. The newly patented Vacupractor relieves that pain simply, inexpensively, and from the privacy of your own home for just $59.95. Listen to what Brad and Dottie have to say about their Vacupractors.
The Vacupractor is amazing. I've had back pain for so long, it's taking time to adjust to not having the pain there.
Each time I've used my Vacupractor, I've gotten instant relief. I would recommend anyone with stiff disc and lower back pain give the Vacupractor a try.
Vacupractor is just a one-time cost of $59.95. And you can use it whenever you need in your own home. How does it work? Simple. The Vacupractor uses vacuum pressure. It stretches muscles, restoring proper nerve function and reducing the possibility of disc failure. Finally, a simple, effective treatment for lower back pain that really works.
For more information about the Vacupractor or to order yours, call 800-676-9320 or visit vacupractor.com.
Listen, boy, I don't want to see you let a good thing slip away.
In case you just joined in, I'm CJ Liu, and you're listening to Ragini Michaels, who works with spiritual seekers on the road to self-discovery and inner happiness. Ragini also refers to herself as a marketplace mystic. We're here back on Fired Up with CJ. So welcome back, Ragini.
Thank you. Good to be here.
So as we start all of these second segments, it's about getting awareness on when you're feeling actually jealousy and envy. So tell us a little bit, what contexts do jealousy and envy usually appear? I thought that was interesting because we usually think of jealousy as, You know, I'm jealous in relationships, you know, you can't mm-hmm. have him. But it appears in a lot of different other contexts too, right?
It does, certainly outside of intimate relationships. It also appears in work contexts where someone else is, you're successful and you're fearful someone's going to take it away from you, mm-hmm. or someone else gets a success or a bonus or a recognition that you want. Mm-hmm. And so you can either feel jealous or envious about that. Mm-hmm. So work relationships, work promotions, things like that's a huge arena, success mm-hmm. and failure. Both of those can generate a lot of jealousy and envy. Material things, clothes, cars, houses, jealousy and envy run rampant in those arenas as well. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I stand in the middle of a store and I get a greed attack and I want everything in the store and I don't want anyone else in the world to have it. I want it all. And I get envious. It goes back and forth between jealousy and envy. And I just have to stop in the middle of the store and go, okay, greed is here. And I just feel it. I want everything. I mean, everything. I want the wall coverings, the rugs, the chairs, you know, the luxurious clothes. I want the good cars. I want the big, I want everything.
Do you know the Charlie and the Chocolate Factory when there's Veronica, is it Veronica Salt or whatever, who she has a song, she goes, I want it all, I want it all.
That's it.
That's what it feels
That's
like.
That's the inner state can feel like that a great deal. You just can, if you pay attention, you can be aware that what you really want is everything. Your hands are just like open to grab whatever's in front of you and hold it to you because you want it. And you don't want anybody else to take it away from you. So it can happen in the context of material items. You can look at another human being that has nothing to do with your relationship directly, but you may want their looks. You may want their clothes. You may want their style. Somebody has a fashion mm-hmm. style where the right. fashion police don't, you know, follow behind them every day, right. whereas they might for you.
Right.
All kinds of things like that. Money, if people have, you know, 401ks and a great deal of savings and you don't have very much, you can be jealous or envious. Or if someone charges you too much money for something and they take your money in a way, you can feel jealous and envious about what they're getting. So there's two go together.
Yeah.
Almost any context, looking at someone else's kids.
Yeah.
Right, you can be envious that your kids are not as beautiful or as intelligent. Of course, that will not happen in your case.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Her children are beautiful and smart. But in any case, it happens a lot in schools between parents.
And sibling rivalries. And I was reading up on this. Yeah,
sibling rivalries.
How come you have this? Mommy has no blah, 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 blah.
Right. And also jealousy and envy in the context of relationships, not necessarily about the sexual component, but the time component between a modern day husbands and wives vie a lot for time.
Mm-hmm.
Time is a major issue. And how are you going to divide up the tasks of living in a world where you're trying to be equal? There's a lot of jealousy and envy that come up in that context as well.
Yes, a lot of different contexts, whether it's relationships, success, money, sibling, anything.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we talked about in the previous segment is the root is really a sense of scarcity.
It is.
Emptiness.
It's emptiness, yes, because when you feel empty, then you sense that there's a scarcity. You want to fill it up, and because you can't fill it up no matter what you put in,
right?
The sense of scarcity naturally arises because you keep trying to fill it up. The thing that's helpful to understand is we're trying to fill it up with things from the outside.
Right.
Other people, other recognition, money, success, any number of things, rather than taking a step back, understanding that this lack or this sense of emptiness is natural to the human condition and looking to it the inside.
It's natural to the human condition to feel mm-hmm. that emptiness.
It is indeed from my perspective.
What does that mean?
It means that human beings by design have a sense of incompleteness inside of themselves. It's a two-sided coin. The incompleteness is part of what drives us to dream. It's part of what drives us to make life better. We want it to be better. And part of that comes from the effort. If we only got it right, this emptiness, this hole would go away.
Right.
On the downside of it is, and of course it.
What a malicious God to do this to us.
Many feel that. But part of my work is genuinely provides an answer or a way to look at that kind of conclusion, which doesn't help us at all.
Oh, malicious God isn't helpful?
Malicious God is not exactly a resource
no,
that you can
it.
Go
okay,
to.
Okay, I get it. Okay.
So when you look at it as an emptiness that you can't fill in this way that we were just talking
right.
about, then it becomes, for most human beings, a real downside because then you think it's there because there's something wrong with you.
Ah. Okay, versus this is just the nature of the universe because that emptiness is what actually spars on creativity, spars on all these different things. So that I would say is what you would describe as a spiritual perspective on jealousy and envy. Is that right?
Yeah, that it actually is part of what drives us to come to understanding what actually does fill the hole.
Right. Cause that's right. Cause if not, we would never go on the inside to figure out how to fill it.
Right.
But also not to know not to go on the outside as well as the solution.
Which doesn't mean you have to give up anything on the outside, which used to be a real confusion about the spiritual path.
Well, I just gave up all my stuff on Goodwill before this conversation, so I better go yank it away.
Yank it back. Well, it's very paradoxical because you don't have to give up anything. You just have to understand where to go to fill that hole that most all of us feel on the inside. But psychologically speaking, what we're talking about is jealousy and envy, which is a very real human emotion. That generally we try to take care of by getting something from the outside
right.
rather than looking on the inside to fill it.
Right. And one thing that I think is kind of interesting is I made a note from our conversation, the Buddha's bottomless begging bowl. Can you tell us what that is? I love that.
Well, in Buddhism, there's just the metaphor they use or analogy is if you have a bowl, a begging bowl, but the bottom is empty. So no matter what you put in, it goes right through. You mm-hmm. can never get a full bowl ever because it's an endless pit.
Ever. It's an endless bottomless begging bowl.
Yep. No matter what you get, it cannot go in. It goes in and then it goes out. That's it.
This is the spiritual understanding that we have to get.
Yes,
right?
We have to get that. And it's not a mean thing. It's just the nature of the way things work on this plane. Nothing stays permanent. You can only get your bowl. Even your bowl in the kitchen that you fill with cereal, it's going to become empty again.
Right.
Right. If you fill it up with mashed potatoes, it's going to become empty again. Its function is to hold different things, not the same thing forever.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a natural reason for this kind of a thing in a universe where impermanence is kind of the fundamental law. Everything
right.
changes. Nothing
right.
lasts.
Yeah, makes sense. So then I think one of the things that you said in the earlier segment is that it's harder for us on a Western society because, in fact, we are actually have this whole construct, right?
Mm-hmm. We do.
We measure our self-worth based on our things. It's the fundamental parts of capitalism.
That's right. Comfort, convenience, and consuming, the commodity orientation, makes it harder for Westerners to take a breath and step back. The value of it, the wonderfulness of it, is once you have everything, you truly know the failure of real success because you still have the hole on the inside. And you go, whoops. And that's kind of a big, that's kind of an entrance into the spiritual exploration. Well, if it's not out here, where is it?
Yeah.
In fact, that's one of the major things that changes jealousy and envy. Once you understand that what you're looking for really isn't out there, and once you get it, whatever you're going after, it isn't going to change the fundamental pain that you're in. Eventually you remember and you go, oh, I'm feeling jealous and envy, but it's not out there. What I was looking for isn't out there.
Right.
That's a big help when you get that kind of awareness happening in your daily life.
Mm. So let's go to some other ways So here's what I'm hearing. From a spiritual level, if you feel that sense of emptiness, that's one level that you can become aware of what that emptiness is and becoming also aware that that emptiness is there by design, will never be filled, and be okay with, accept that that's okay. Because there's all these wonderful things as a result of that emptiness, the kind of seeking and all of those and creativity and those things. And you had said in the previous segment that you can feel like in your body, right? You feel this kind of grabbing. Is that what it feels like? Or what other kind of ways?
Well, what do you feel like when you feel greedy? If you look into your body, you and people who are listening, think of something that you want, that you're really envious of or jealous about, or you just really want. And notice what you feel in your body. Do you kind of lean towards it, kind of lean into it? Do you feel your hands getting a little bit ready to contract to hold on to it?
I contract. Yeah. And I kind of make this squinty eye thing. If you saw me, I'd be squinting my eyes.
It's like I'm focusing on that. I want that. It's like a laser beam focus happens to your awareness.
Yeah.
Suddenly everything else is gone, and all you can really think about, see, hear, taste, and feel is your desire to have that object or that person.
When I had a simple thing, I was booking reservations for our summer plans, and I was trying to book something in Tanglewood, and all those people had booked the rooms before me. And I can kind of feel that kind of miserly shrinking and like, oh my gosh, I need a room in Tanglewood and I can't get it.
Right.
So it definitely feels like it. I could definitely feel like that. And I could literally feel this, like something missing and that kind of grabbing kind of feeling. So I could feel that.
The one comment I want to make, as you said earlier, is that it will never go away. But I want to make clear that when you find whatever is your spiritual ground, you can stand in it, and the emptiness actually turns into something lovely. So it doesn't go away in the sense that we want it to.
Like a butterfly? What does it turn into?
It turns into spaciousness, which is very wonderful and lovely. Can I give a little example? I may have given it one other time. Do I have time?
Yeah.
Is that whenever you go into a new apartment or to a new home and there's nothing in it yet, it feels incredibly spacious. Mm. And then you fill it all up with everything, your furniture, your TV, everything else. And suddenly it's like, it's a little bit smaller than you thought it was going to be, because now it's got.
Now
all
I need
this.
A bigger house.
There you go. But the interesting thing is, when you move out and you take all your furniture out, the room now seems empty. But when you first saw it and there was nothing in it, it was spacious. It works the other way around for inside of us. We start off with the empty space as if there's nothing in it, right? When you can actually stay with that feeling, which most of us can't because it's very scary to sit with that.
It's scary.
It takes
to be
a little
empty.
Bit. It takes a lot of meditation, a lot of awareness to be able to sit with that. Not so much that you can't do it. Everybody can do it. But then if you stay there long enough, it actually switches into where you feel that it's spacious. It's not empty, it's spacious. So just go back to when you moved in and out of some place, and you'll get a sense of the feeling of it. You know, you walk into that new place, it's so spacious. You take everything out when you move out, and it's empty. Those two feelings are the ones I'm talking about.
I love that idea of spaciousness and feeling, converting from emptiness to spaciousness.
Yes. It's a wonderful feeling. And then you have your ground. Then it's okay, whatever happens in the external world, however much money you have, however beautiful or not beautiful you are, whatever happens in your relationship, it's much easier to deal with it and live with it and manage it because you have, there's not that emptiness in there. That scarcity is gone. Okay. That sense of scarcity. So that's a lot of what my work is about.
Next segment is how to convert that emptiness into spaciousness, because it sounds like I could do it. I mean, it's just a mindset that you switch on and off. But I think it's probably much harder to do than to say.
Once you get the knack for it, then you can step into it anytime you want.
Yeah.
Once you get the knack.
Oh, looks like we only, oh my gosh, all these minutes snuck up on me. I was feeling emptiness. Now all these minutes snuck up on me.
The
house is filled again. Ragini Michaels, who speaks internationally about finding happiness and inner peace on Fired Up with CJ on the Transformation Talk Radio Network. Up next, how can we actually do what Ragini said? How can we actually take the emptiness and convert it into spaciousness? How can you healthily deal with envy and jealousy? You want to know more about Ragini or listen to other shows like this? Check it out at www.fireitupwithcj.com or facticity.com.
Feeling bogged down by your daily grind? Not living up to your greatest potential? Then it's time to turn up the heat and get real with what truly matters, be it family, career, wellness, spirituality, or anything else that fuels your inner flame. Join Fire It Up with CJ as this respected life coach talks to a wide range of experts and everyday people for their inspiring and unconventional ideas to help you make the most from your life. Equal parts heartwarmer, cheerleader, and butt kicker, CJ Liu draws on her extensive experience in business and life coaching, along with her intuition and playful humor, to address meaningful topics with truth and irreverence. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. For dates and showtimes, visit www.fireitupwithcj.com or www.transformationtalkradio.com.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Imagine you had a way to protect yourself from cancer, depression, and disease, and dispel the nastiest bugs that attempt to hide undetected. Take a moment to wonder, how good does that feel? How powerful. Did you know that enough golden sunlight produces vitamin D in your body to protect itself against disease? Producing enough vitamin D can kill cancer cells, reduce blood pressure and inflammation, and even help with weight loss. This amazing little vitamin is actually not a vitamin at all, but a powerhouse of protection that can activate your body's innate healing ability, but only if you have enough in your blood to shine the light. Tune in and listen to award-winning author Dr. Lucinda Messer share how you can harness the power of sunlight to create a healthy body and mind. Her book, Powerful Medicine Vitamin D, Shedding Light on a Worldwide Health Crisis, is like having a vitamin D expert on hand to answer all your health questions. For more information, visit PowerfulD.com. That's PowerfulD.com.
I'm CJ Liu, and you're listening to Fired Up with CJ on the Transformation Talk Radio Network. This segment on Fired Up with CJ are Marketplace Mystic, Ragini Michaels, speaker, author, and expert in behavioral change, discussing how you can healthily handle envy and jealousy as it arises in you. So I want to talk to you about the example of when you walked into a store and were just like, and you're like, their hands started, I want it all. Okay, so how do you move from that place to, oh, this is just emptiness, and now I'm going to convert this to spaciousness? I mean, how did you do that?
Well, the first thing that you have to do, that I have learned to do, is to be aware that I am in that space, and to know that my entire inner dialogue is now reaching out to every item. If you watched my eyes, they would be running from object to object.
Oh, my goodness.
Trying to, you know, lasso it with my attention to pull it towards me in some way, right? So I feel this leaving of myself as I go out into the world to find everything that's there, and a contraction as well, because I want to grab onto it. So the first thing is learning what it feels like when you're in this place, and oftentimes being aware of your internal dialogue is a big clue. Being aware of your energy can be a clue. Is it going out? Is it pulling back? Usually for envy and jealousy, it goes out. It goes out. You leave yourself in a way. Actually, you really do.
You really feel yourself being pulled out, right?
Yes, you're being pulled out by what you want out there. It's so strong. You just go towards it and you lose yourself.
Yeah, then if you guys were able to see when Ragini is showing me, her body is leaning forward. I mean, your body would be leaning forward. Your nose is leaning forward.
And all of my muscles contract. Because I'm like a cat ready to pounce, you know, on the mouse.
Right.
I'm just like, can I get it? Can I get it? What do I have to do? The whole body, down to my toes, my fingertips to my toes, to my eyebrows, my forehead. It has
your ears even look tense when I'm looking at you right now.
It has a real tension to it because I want it.
Right.
And that's the thing about jealousy and envy. It's an I want it, not do I need it? Is it of value to me? Is it going to make my life better? No, it's I want it. And there's nothing behind it except I want it. And so once you are conscious of that, you can take a breath and take a step back and go, This is greed. This is jealousy. This is envy. All right. Okay. You can breathe into it. And actually, when you're able to do that, you relax into it and let it be there for the moment because it is there.
Jealousy has arisen.
Jealousy has arisen.
Envy has arisen.
And then you can actually, what I do is I actually stand there with it and I feel it. You know, and I'm just now, but now because I'm aware of it and I breathed into it, contrary to popular opinion, breathing into it doesn't give it energy. Breathing into it causes it to start to dissipate a little bit because now you've got some awareness about it, right? Mm-hmm. As soon as you have awareness, you're pulling back into yourself. Okay. Now the problem that stops people there is if you're pulling back into yourself, you're pulling back into that emptiness that was driving you in the first place.
Right.
Okay. So you have to have some kind of understanding about some kind of spiritual understanding. I'm not purporting a specific spiritual understanding, just that people, oftentimes life is a lot easier with one, mm-hmm. right? Something that lets you know that you're okay just the way you are. You have everything you need. It sounds Pollyanna. But if you can actually get to that place in the moment, you can say, well, what do I already have that I can feel grateful for?
Mm-hmm.
And then if you start looking, you realize you have an awful lot. Everybody does. I'm standing there in the store. Well, first of all, I'm alive.
Right.
I'm breathing. Right.
Your bar is pretty low.
But that's a fundamental
right.
thing we
that's
overlook,
true. Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, then I can go down the list, you know, okay, I have money in my pocketbook, I had lunch or I'm going to lunch or, you know, I mean, I'm fine. There isn't anything wrong missing in the current moment except what my mind and body are telling me is missing. Okay. So if you can breathe into that, which is one of the big keys of meditation and why people actually support meditation, because it allows you to breathe into and relax with whatever's
right,
happening.
Right. You're creating space with your breath.
You bet. Space. And remember we said the emptiness can change into spaciousness.
Right.
But first you have to get some space or distance from the jealousy and the envy. Okay. So that you can actually see what it is.
Right.
Because once you can see it out there, you know it can't be you. It can't be you if you can see it.
Right.
Because you're the one who's looking at it. So
right.
you have to be over here and the jealousy and the envy has to be out there.
Right.
So once you've separated yourself from it, you have a much higher probability then of being able to relax into the moment if you're not terrified of the emptiness
right.
you're going
so
to feel.
Right. So the spaciousness is also like pulling away, like literally creating space from
yes.
it.
It's yes.
not only the spaciousness of the spaciousness, but that's created by pulling away.
Yes, pulling
okay.
away from it. Stepping back, actually. It's not so much pulling away as it is stepping back or stepping to the side.
Right. And just being like a third party observer.
Yeah.
Just like, isn't this whole scenario fascinating?
If you're into psychology, you'd be in a meta position. If you're into spirituality, you'd say you'd be witnessing it or observing it.
I'm in witness energy. I hate that. Sorry. Sorry,
that's
people
right.
who use that word. I'm in witness. Oh, I can't stand that. All right. So,
and we'll talk about why another day, CJ.
It's probably because I'm angry. I don't know. Okay. So let's go through, let's see, I think we do have enough time to go through another scenario. Oh God. All right. Let's quickly try to go through that scenario that you mentioned. The one that we hear all the time, especially with married couples, either both of them are working, one working, not working. Mm-hmm. And the scarcity item is time. I don't have enough time to do stuff for myself.
Mm-hmm.
How come you're always at work? Will you watch your kids? This kind of dialogue. And so here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to just fast forward through some of this stuff, but I want to ask you. So the root cause, if we use your model, what I'm hearing is the root cause of scarcity and greed. And in that case, your limited resource is time.
It's time. That's
right.
Mm-hmm.
And so your attention is focused externally, which is, mm-hmm. oh my gosh, you know, I don't have enough time. You know, I don't have enough time. It's you. You're taking my time, right?
Mm-hmm.
Versus internally, which is, I think, the first step in what people need to do, right? Figure out internally what is it that their basic needs are that aren't being met. Isn't mm-hmm. that also part of it, too?
Well, it is, because usually when you have a couple that are vying for time, they each have a career or something that's of value to them or importance to them. And if you follow it down deeply enough, and after a while, this gets pretty obvious, and
right.
you see it very quickly, whatever it is they're going for on the outside is because then they'll feel better about themselves, and then the belief is, and then that feeling on the inside will go away.
Right.
The negative feeling, the lack, the I'm not good enough, whatever it is
right.
that you think about yourself internally.
Right.
So people don't often connect those two, what's actually going on in your life and your upsetness and how it relates to your deep sense of self on the inside.
Right. And it's usually, I mean, if you follow down that path, that elevator down, mm-hmm. down into the deepest level, it's usually about self-worth. I'm not worthy. Yeah. I'm not of value if I'm not working or if I'm not doing whatever. So I need more time.
And once you're comfortable as saying a part of me believes I'm not worthy, it's a lot easier to be willing to go down there
mm-hmm.
than if you think it's a hideous thing to say a part of me believes I'm unworthy. It's just
yeah.
a part, not a big deal.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, and I think some of the things that you and I have discussed before in terms of how you get to the solution necessarily mm-hmm. is one, go to the root cause, figure what it was. In this mm-hmm. case, it's about time. Go inside, figure out what you need. You know, maybe mm-hmm. it's or your fundamental beliefs that you can at least start questioning. If you don't even mm-hmm. know what the justification is or the beliefs that you have, you can't even question them. Are you worthy or are you not worthy? If you decided to be a mother, does that make you not worthy? You know, starting to question mm-hmm. those, but you need to go down.
Right.
And if you never create the space, you probably never go down the elevator shaft to know what the root cause is of the belief.
That's right.
That's causing that emptiness, right?
It can also be a value like fairness.
Yep. Oh, I love that one. Yeah, it could be a value. How mm-hmm. come you get to work? How come you get to work this many hours and I don't?
And it's not fair.
We and it's
to
not fair.
Balanced out.
Yep. And then I think the other thing, let's see if we have enough time. I think we do. The other thing is to move to gratitude. So I think that that's what you're saying that you did. The way that you create space, one of the things that you do is stop the dialogue,
mm-hmm.
right? You stop the dialogue and say, what is the more helpful dialogue? And one of the things that I've done that you've helped me with is to say, okay, what am I grateful for? I have these incredible kids.
Mm-hmm.
Thank goodness I have the luxury to actually stay home and be with the kids.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God I'm here to witness, you know, my child's first, you know, whether it's their first track mm-hmm. meet or their first steps or whatever. And this is like, you know, gold.
So here's the question you asked to get to the gratitude.
Mm-hmm.
What is it that's even more important to me than fairness? Or then my getting my career off the ground. What's even more important to me than that?
Mine's love. You're making me cry just thinking about it, but it's love, right? I mean, it's about love.
And that's the question. That's how you get from being stuck into what you just discovered, which is love.
You
know, how do you get there? What's even more important to you than getting this fairness in your relationship or this success in your career? What's even more important?
Yeah.
That automatically takes you into your inner world.
Mm.
Because if you keep asking that, you're going to come up with something that makes a little tear in your eye like you
yes.
just experienced.
Blah.
And your heart is going to quiver and your mind is going to say, oh my God. Most of us in the West have a fairly cynical side. So
yeah.
be prepared for that, and that's okay.
Yeah. And that's nice, though, because what allows you to do is relax into it.
Yes.
Right? Okay. So we're going to try. What I would love to do is I'm going to write this up so people have a little formula and steps that they can go through. Because it's, I think in the moment, it's really hard to think through these. But if I had my little cheat sheet of Ragini steps, that would be awesome. So Ragini Michael, speaker, author. Oops, sorry.
Will that be posted on your?
Yes, it will be posted on my website at www.fireitupwithcj.com. Ragini Michael, speaker, author, and expert in behavioral change on Fire It Up with CJ on the Transformation Talk Radio Network. Up next, what you can take action on.
Dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to City Solve UrbanRace.com.
Feeling bogged down by your daily grind? Not living up to your greatest potential? Then it's time to turn up the heat and get real with what truly matters, be it family, career, wellness, spirituality, or anything else that fuels your inner flame. Join Fire It Up with CJ as this respected life coach talks to a wide range of experts and everyday people for their inspiring and unconventional ideas to help you make the most from your life. Equal parts heartwarmer, cheerleader, and butt kicker, CJ Liu draws on her extensive experience in business and life coaching, along with her intuition and playful humor, to address meaningful topics with truth and irreverence. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. For dates and showtimes, visit www.fireitupwithcj.com or www.transformationtalkradio.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Get ready to feel more alive. Alive with a Deal brings you the truth behind things you experience every day, ways you can heal yourself, and choices that make you feel truly alive. A Deal is a true Renaissance man, a world-renowned yoga master, naturopathic doctor for 10 years, an attorney, and has degrees in physics, math, hypnotherapy, massage, operatic singing, plus he's an expert in green home building. Alive with a Deal discusses health for your body, from heartache to heartburn, your mind, from judgment to joy, your home, from cooking to color, and your spirit, so you can bring forth your talents hidden deep within. A Deal bravely discusses things most people wouldn't touch, delivered with compassion, integrity, and wit. Alive with a Deal is about your own healing so that you feel more alive. Tune in each Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on Transformation Talk Radio and Alternative Talk. Feel more alive. Alive with a Deal.
Hi, I'm CJ Liu, and you're listening to Fired Up with CJ on the Transformation Talk Radio Network. This segment on Fired Up with CJ, Ragini Michael, is a speaker, author, and expert in behavioral change. And we're going to discuss how many steps is it? 10 steps, 6 step, whatever. We'll count it at the end. some steps that you can take when you're feeling envious or jealous. So let's just break this down into like a whatever step process. So what's the first thing that you want to do when you're actually feeling jealousy or envy?
First thing you want to do is notice what you're feeling in your body. That's the first thing.
Okay.
Generally, you'll be feeling tight and tense and be moving actually out of your body towards something outside of yourself that you think will make you happy.
Right. And then you said also that there's an energy and an internal dialogue that
right.
I want it.
Right.
That's the first thing. Be aware.
Be aware of that and that your focus is now narrowed to whatever it is you want.
Okay. On the outside.
Perfect. Then ask yourself, what's going on here? And try to remember that what we talked about here, you heard on the radio, was that there was scarcity going on here. Somewhere in me, I'm feeling a sense of scarcity. Greed is happening because I feel that it's not an abundant universe. Okay. Mm-hmm. Most of us can tune into that pretty well because mm-hmm. most of us don't believe the universe
right.
is
abundant. And then I feel empty.
That's right. Then you want to ask yourself, how am I justifying my needs here? Right? Am I blaming somebody for this? Is this real? Do I just think I'm unworthy? Do I think that they think they're better than me and they can have what I can't have? And am I being aggressive or am I pulling back? You know, being aggressive with jealousy and wanting to grab or harm someone?
Right.
Or am I pulling back and being envious and going into victim mode where, gosh, I can't have that. I really wish I could.
Right.
So ask yourself how you're justifying whatever it is you're feeling. Mm. Then ask yourself.
Wait, but when am I supposed to do that, Justice? So let's say I'm like, oh, I just feel like I want that right now. How would I justify that? I mean, what do I do with that now that I know?
Remind yourself this is a story. Now, some of these are advanced concepts. Most people today have heard the notion of story.
Yeah.
This is a story you're telling yourself about what's happening. Actually, all that's going on is somebody has something that you like and you'd like to have.
Right.
That's all that's story. Going on. You know? Or somebody story. Took something from you that, you know, that you don't want, or they're trying right. to take something, you don't want to lose it. That's all that's going
right.
on.
Right. And then when they talk about story, it's then that's like what the story is that we make up a story on why that was the case. It's because
yes.
I'm inadequate for all these particular reasons. So
right.
it's to truncate the story part.
Or
of
it's
it.
Because your partner is inadequate and they're, you know,
right.
they're a bad person.
Someone
for
is
doing
bad.
That.
You
Somebody's
or someone else.
Bad.
Yeah.
Right. Somebody
stop
is
the
less
story.
Than here.
Okay.
So then when you get to that place, you can stop and examine what is your belief that's going on. And fundamentally, it will be, I'll be happier if I have this thing that I'm jealous of or I'm envious of. I'll be happier. That's the key fundamental belief. Or if my value gets filled here, like fairness, I will be happier. The drive behind this, if I can fill the greed, I'll be happier. Right? That's fundamentally what all human beings are after. Fundamentally, we just want to be happy and peaceful. So the belief is, if I get this, that will happen.
Right.
All right.
Well, is it then would you question that belief? Like, really? Am I going to be happier if I eat this donut?
I think that's what you do next. You question the belief and
right.
ask yourself, is that actually the truth? Most of us know after a certain point, it's not the truth.
Right.
Before you know this, it will feel like the truth and you will, every fiber of your body will go, yes, it's true. Fundamentally, personal growth is about getting you to the place where you're on the other side of that. And you can
right.
go, I feel it's true, but I know it's not.
Right.
I know that's not going to take away my unhappiness,
right.
my sense of emptiness, my sense of lack. Then you ask yourself the question, what is actually more important to me, way more important to me than getting this? And that question will oftentimes take you more often than not to the gratitude for what you already have. Because you as a human being, if you're standing there capable of feeling these things, you're alive, you have desire, which on the good side causes you to be a creative, caring, compassionate, concerned citizen of the world, if you're lucky. On the downside, it causes you to be this way. So there's a lot to be grateful for, you know. And so once you understand
right.
that dampens your greed greatly. And then you can sit there and say, okay, if I have this much, what is this emptiness on the inside? Can I sit with that, with all that I have? If you can sit with it, it will turn into spaciousness, guaranteed. And you will feel happy. It's a happiness of a different kind. It's a different brand of happiness, okay? And that's what my work is all about, helping you find, is a this different brand of happiness that's on the inside that doesn't go away no matter what you do.
No one can ever take away
it away.
Because it's inside.
Right. And it's the, it's the open door to self-love.
Yeah, that makes sense. So let's go to thank you, by the way. That's a great step process, I think, to go through. I don't know how many steps, seven, whatever.
Whatever it was. It'll show up on your website
right,
with numbers.
So spaciousness and moving from emptiness to spaciousness. I know you had a comment on that too.
Well, I think the comment that's most helpful here is to understand that we are human beings, but we also have an additional dimension, which is what spirituality is all about. It's the dimension where we see everything from a different perspective. That's really all enlightenment and awakening is. It's looking at what is from a different perspective than our normal human
one. You know, a witness perspective?
No, I'm not going to use the word witness. I'm not that dumb. She doesn't like that word. It's just a different way of looking at something. It's like if you look at something through a pair of glasses that are tinted blue and you take them off and then you look at the same thing through a pair of glasses that's tinted red. It looks different. That's all. Let's not even call it witnessing. It's essentially looking at something from a different perspective.
Right.
All right. So, but the point I want to make is that both dimensions happen simultaneously. That's why you can get from emptiness to spaciousness. That's why you can get from being totally involved in the moment so that it's all about you being less than. And this, a blink of an eye later, you can remember, oh my God, I'm all right. Everything is okay, and what's happening is just what's happening.
Okay.
It's a different perspective. You move into a different dimension. Ultimately, we're both human and divine or spiritual or mystical, whatever word you wish to use. There are two dimensions of life that are happening for us as human beings at the same time.
Yeah, and I think that that's hard to appreciate at the time that it's happening, but to recognize it, at least intellectually or even unconsciously, that It is possible to be both in a sense of emptiness and to convert it into spaciousness because we are both human and divine.
We do it naturally when you're upset and you go out and you want to be in nature. Because why? The sound of the wind through the trees calms you. It makes you filled. It makes you feel filled up. The waves coming in and beating against the shore calms your inner tumultuousness. Right? We naturally gravitate to nature as a way to access this other dimension.
Right.
All I'm saying is there's a lot of ways that you can access it where you don't have to go be in nature to do it.
Right. Right. I mean, and I think the thing that one of the things that you didn't insert in this, but I think you did all the time, is just breathing. I mean, the breath is the most simple way of inserting.
It is.
Life.
It lets you step back from your story and all that comes with it. You know how much goes into making a movie. It has a soundtrack.
Right.
It has music. It has, you know, different perspectives and different shots. You get to step back from it when you breathe and realize, ah, this is my inner story. This is my movie. This is my movie of my life that I'm living. Right? You can make it a good script or you can leave it to be a not so good script. It's up to you.
Yeah. Let's take a couple of deep breaths so that we remind our listeners to take a deep breath. All right. Well, that sounded so weird. I don't know what that's going to sound like on air, but it will be terrifying. Okay. I want to thank you, Rockety. Thank you for sharing your wisdom on us. And
You're welcome.
And telling us a little bit about jealousy and envy. I learned a lot because it's something that I don't necessarily feel a lot, but I recognize I do feel in some context. So it was very interesting to hear. And thanks to you, Chris, at WBLQ. Next Thursday on Fired Up with CJ, we'll be talking about, I don't know, what kind of car you want should buy to protect the planet. I think that's what we're talking about. We'll see. Have a great week, and we'll see you next Thursday at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
You've been listening to Fire It Up with CJ. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time for more of Fire It Up with CJ. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. For dates and showtimes, visit www.fireitupwithcj.com or www.transformationtalkradio.com.